Warren Buffett once said, "My wealth has come from a combination of living in America, some lucky genes, and compound interest." And then I read that Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. And I was like, dude, I gotta get me some of that compound interest stat.
This is the My Money, My Freedom podcast, where we unpack and simplify all things money so that you'll always have more than enough to live your best life for life. Now, here's your host, financial coach, Susan Lassiter-Lyons.
Welcome back. So today we're diving into a topic that is near and dear to my heart, compound interest. We're going to be exploring how investing specifically in dividend stocks and then reinvesting that dividend income can be a powerful way to invest for retirement and take advantage of compound interest. So are you ready to unleash the power of compounding? Awesome. Let's get started. Before we dive into the world of dividend investing specifically, let's make sure that we all understand exactly what compound interest is and why it's such a powerful force in wealth building. So compound interest is the interest earned on both the initial principal and any accumulated interest from previous periods. In other words, it's interest on interest. It's like that old 80s Fabergé Organics shampoo commercial with Heather Locklear, where it was so good that she told two friends and they told two friends and so on and so on and so on. So over time, this can lead to all your friends not only having great hair, but in the context of investing, this exponential growth turns even small initial investments into significant wealth. The key to unlocking the power of compound interest is time. The longer your money is invested, the more time it has to grow and compound, ultimately leading to a much larger portfolio. So this is why it's so important to start investing early and let the value of money work its magic. So now that we understand compound interest, let's talk about dividend investing. So dividends are payments that are made by companies to their shareholders, usually on a quarterly basis. And these payments represent a portion of the company's profits, and they can be a great source of passive income for investors. So there are various types of dividend stocks, including blue chip stocks, which are really well-established companies with a history of stable dividend payments, and high yield stocks that are usually in real estate and lending that offer much higher dividend payouts, but sometimes come with greater risk. Dividend investing can be a really great strategy for retirement because it offers a steady income stream, potential for capital appreciation, and the opportunity to reinvest those dividends, harnessing, yes, the power of compound interest. So let's talk about the magic that happens when you reinvest your dividends. So when you reinvest your dividends, you use that money to buy more shares of the stock, which in turn generates more dividends, and it basically creates a snowball effect of compounding growth. So for example, if I bought a share of stock for 10 bucks and it pays a $1 annual dividend, that's a 10% yield or 10% interest on my investment. After the first year, that $10 share, when I add in that $1 dividend, it's now worth $11. And now I'm getting a 10% yield on $11, which means that it's going to be producing $1.10 for me. Now, after 20 years, that one $10 share of stock is worth $67.27 because that $10 investment has produced $57.27 in income. Now, can you imagine if you started with like $10,000 or $100,000? Over the long term, reinvesting dividends can have a huge impact on the overall value of your portfolio. In fact, studies have shown the large portion of the stock market's total return comes specifically from reinvested dividends. Now, when comparing dividend reinvestment to other investment strategies like growth investing or index fund investing, The power of compound interest through dividend reinvestment can lead to very impressive long-term results, especially for those folks who are focused on generating income during retirement. So, how do you go about building a diversified dividend portfolio? Well, diversification is really very important in investing because it helps spread risk across a variety of investments, which reduces the impact of any single stock's poor performance on your overall portfolio. So here are some tips for selecting dividend stocks. First, make sure that you're looking for companies with a history of consistent dividend payments and a track record of increasing those payments over time. It's just like if you gave your money a job, your job is expected to give you a raise, right? Every once in a while, usually annually. And that's really what we expect from our dividend stocks as well. Next, consider the company's payout ratio. And this is the percentage of their earnings or profits that are paid out as dividends. A lower payout ratio usually means the dividend is more sustainable and has room to grow. It's also safer. And finally, research the company's financial health and their position within the industry that they're in. So a really strong balance sheet and a competitive advantage can also indicate that that dividend is going to be very safe and more reliable in the long term. Now, in addition to individual stocks, you might also consider dividend-focused ETFs, index funds, or if you're a fan of paying high fees, maybe even mutual funds, which can provide instant diversification and professional management. I personally prefer going for individual stocks because it's fee-free. There are some low-cost index funds where you pay a very low fee as well, but I generally prefer to invest in individual stocks. Now, like any investment strategy, it's important to consider the tax implications of dividend investing. So dividends can be classified as either qualified or non-qualified, and each type is taxed differently. Qualified dividends are generally taxed at a lower rate than non-qualified dividends, which are going to be taxed like ordinary income, right? According to your ordinary income tax bracket. So here are some tax-efficient strategies for managing that dividend income. First, try to hold your dividend-paying stocks in tax-advantaged retirement accounts like IRAs or 401ks. And if you can do it in a Roth IRA or 401k, that means that all the income produced by dividends are going to be tax-free in the future. Next, think about investing in tax-free or tax-deferred municipal bonds, which can provide income without adding a penny to your tax bill. And finally, keep an eye on your investment holding periods, right? So to qualify for the lower tax rate on qualified dividends, you usually need to hold that stock for at least 60 days, just to make sure that that dividend payment is going to be a qualified dividend. And as always, whenever we're talking taxes, make sure that you consult with a tax pro to make sure that you're making the most tax efficient choices for your individual situation. So now let's think about some maybe real life scenarios to see how dividend investing and reinvestment can play out in different situations. So first up, let's think about an early career investor, a younger investor who's just coming out of the gate building a dividend portfolio. So they might start by investing in a mix of blue chip and high yield dividend stocks, focusing on companies with strong financials and a nice history of dividend growth. And as they receive those dividends, they can reinvest those payments to accelerate their portfolio's growth and take full advantage of compound interest over time. Kind of like I shared in the early example where, you know, we turned $10 into like more than $67 just with dividend reinvesting over 20 years. Next up, let's think about a mid-career investor transitioning to dividend investing. Now, this person might already have a pretty solid foundation of maybe growth stocks and index funds. And what they could do is start shifting maybe a portion of that portfolio into dividend paying stocks. This can help them build passive income stream so that that passive income stream will continue to grow over time through dividend reinvestment. And finally, let's take a look at somebody in their later years, a late career investor who's utilizing dividends specifically for retirement income. At this stage, they may choose to stop reinvesting their dividends and instead use that income to cover living expenses during retirement. It's really just as simple as pushing a button in your brokerage account to say, hey, stop reinvesting those dividends and transfer it to my bank account instead. Now, this can provide a consistent growing income stream without having to sell off assets and potentially deplete their nest egg, or as I like to say, kill off their cash cows. So this is exactly what I teach my clients to do in our Infinite Income Academy here at My Money, My Freedom. So to wrap up, here are some tips for monitoring and maintaining your dividend portfolio. First up, make sure that you're regularly reviewing and rebalancing that portfolio. That makes sure that your investments are still aligned with your goals and your risk tolerance as you age. And, you know, you may occasionally need to adjust your holdings as your financial situation or sometimes the market conditions change. Next, keep an eye on your dividend sustainability and company health. Now, companies sometimes can cut or eliminate dividends if they're struggling, so it's important to stay informed about the financial health of the companies in your portfolio. And honestly, just checking in on them every quarter should be good enough. And finally, stay informed about market trends and what's happening with dividends. This can help you identify new investment opportunities and make sure that you stay ahead of any potential risks on the horizon. And there you have it, friends, the one about compound interest. So we've talked about the power of compound interest. I've introduced you to a world of dividend investing. We've talked about the magic of reinvesting those dividends. And I've shared a couple tips for building and maintaining a diversified dividend portfolio. Now, remember, everyone's financial situation is different, and there is no one-size-fits-all approach. So make sure that you take the time to assess your personal financial situation and goals to see if compounding your money with dividend investing is going to be the right strategy for you. And I want to hear from you. If you have any questions or feedback, be sure to follow me on Instagram at MyMoneyMyFreedomHQ. And don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends and family so you have some company on your financial journey. I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to My Money, My Freedom. Visit our website at MyMoneyMyFreedom.co and follow us on Instagram at MyMoneyMyFreedomHQ.